shout out to a special little movie called Coco. Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. 'Cause even when I da 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 da, remember. Anybody with kids probably has heard that song right now. There's a movie called Coco. I like that movie. And the main song goes,
remember me. remember me. Though I have to say goodbye, remember me.
I can't sing it. It's a sweet song. I was, a really cool thing that's happening with my family these days is ever since we got our furniture, we got our grand piano, and it used to always be in my office where I would record these live streams, and now it's in my living room, which is great because now as a family, we're seriously like right out of the 1800s. It's laughable. Like last night, Amy and the baby and Walter and I were just sitting around the piano playing music and like singing and laughing and dancing. It's wholesome to a nauseating level, but I love it. My son wanted me to learn all his favorite songs, and it's pretty cool. Oh wow, we already have 375 people. I just got off talking to Alex Jones. Man, that guy's an interesting dude. You know, he's very interesting. We just had a good time. He's like, yeah, I can't explain the guy. He's just very unique. I don't know why anyone would not want that guy talking. It's extremely entertaining listening to him. You gotta have the conspiracy theory right wing guys, because there already is the conspiracy left. It's called CNN. So you got to balance that out. And he is more accurate than CNN is. So that's fairly interesting. All right, I'm going to tweet this out. Oh, we're almost at 500 people. This is incredible. Things have been going good. And people have been like, don't get kicked off, Big Bear. You know, we're fine. Because we have backup plans. I was telling Jones that. I was like, dude, I had a coordinated hit on me like 5 months ago. They banned me for life from Twitter and took away my ability to live stream on the same day. So I knew that then. So then we went to Vimeo. We streamed off Vimeo to my website. We got around it. We had a bunch of loyal bears that stuck with us and made it through. And, you know, Genghis Bear designed hugepianist.fun in case we need a backup plan. It's like all they're doing is destroying their own ability to make money. Like when my Patreon was climbing when the CEO or whoever the hell emailed me said that they didn't want me or my people to be a part of Patreon because I was mocking women being sexually assaulted. It was my Me Too joke, my Pound Me Too joke. I'll play it for you guys right now. I wasn't planning on this, but it makes sense. Owen Benjamin, Me Too. All right, listen to this. You can just listen to the audio. I won't do the whole thing.
Like, same with feminism. Like, I'm trying to get on board feminism. Like, I have feminist friends that talk feminism. I'm like, yo, I'm all about you guys. And I'm like, I just don't quite understand the Pound Me Too movement.
Well, bear in mind, this was recorded in Houston, and I will be coming back to Houston in September. Houston, West Palm Beach, and Atlanta. Get tickets at hugepianist.com/tour. Tickets are moving, baby. We're trying to add Nashville and a couple others, but yeah, get tickets. Anyway, this is out of Houston. This is the joke that almost got me kicked off Patreon, and Patreon was simply a site. I'm still on it, by the way. I fought back like a legend. But all Patreon is people that want to support art. Like if someone says, I think Owen Benjamin is funny and he's getting a raw deal and I know he can't make money these days, so I'm going to give him $20 a month because it's not a lot for me, but if enough people do that, he can survive this free speech winter. That's all Patreon is. And so in return, I put up links to buy stuff early or conversations with my mom. And they tried to kick me off that. So a lot of these people are just experiencing some of these censorship issues for the first time. I'm a veteran of this, of these wars. That's why when people are like, how dare you say James Gunn shouldn't direct children's movies after talking about having sex with children? I'm like, these things don't work on me anymore because I've seen what they've done to me. I've seen what they've cost me as far as the currency of respect in my community, which I got annihilated for. Anyway, here's the joke. This is what they said. I was attacking victims of sexual assault. Listen.
Like, same with feminism. Like, I'm trying to get on board feminism. Like, I have feminist friends that talk feminism. I'm like, yo, I'm all about you guys. And I'm like, I just don't quite understand the pound me too movement. And they're like, you mean hashtag? I'm like, I'm 37. You mean pound sign? And I'm seeing all these horny celebrities everywhere. They're like, enough's enough. Pound me too. And I'm like, Jesus, lady, have some tact. Someone will fuck you. Just relax. Get off Twitter.
So do you see why they wanted that down? Because the longer time goes on, the more that joke is valid. And I was talking to Alex Jones about that today, that the left requires us to have no memory. That's where the memory hole concept of 1984 comes from. That's why they wanted to wipe clean his entire catalog to over 2 billion downloads on Apple because of all the things he was right about. You know, Iraq, the gay frogs. No, but honestly, the frogs really are turning gay. Like a Berkeley study proved that, by the way. Like the frogs are getting gay, man. Anyway, they don't like when you remind them over and over again what they've done. And that's what a lot of comedians do. And Alex Jones is more of a comedian than he is a newscaster. He does reveal stuff and he does break news and stuff, but he's just very entertaining. He's more of a, I don't know. It's almost like Jon Stewart in a sense, like how Jon Stewart was on the left, where it's an entertaining show, even though you talk about real stuff. Like today he was pitching a new item called Burka Barbie. Hilarious. That's funny as hell. And the thing about comedy is it's so easily attacked by authoritarians because you say that pound me too joke almost got me kicked off Patreon because I was mocking victims of sexual assault. Then it became a massive meme that was done by one of these leftist meme generators. They stole it from me and did the pound me too joke. And then it became obvious it wasn't attacking women of sexual that have been sexually assaulted. Like to assume someone is even capable of mocking women that have been sexually assaulted is an insight into the leftist mind. It's the same with someone thinking that I could sexualize David Hogg, a 17-year-old boy. No, I'm not an Oscar-nominated film. That was about a man falling in love with a 17-year-old boy. No, that's not me. In fact, I like women, specifically one woman, my wife. Not a big fan of 17-year-old dudes sexually. I was attacking that he was trying to get rid of guns. All right, so we got some good stuff for you. People are already super chatting. I saw that from before. Norm MacDonald on Morning Show, bigger and better compilations. 20 to 2020, I'll send another super chat with the message. I would love to hear what you think. Thanks, Big Bear. If we have time, we'll get to it. I got some stuff to talk about today, though, baby. Hey, Big O-Bear. This is from Esquiel Gonzalez. Hey, Big O-Bear, love your stuff. I sent you a compilation of Norm giving us slight hint on how the media slowly turns up the heat on us boiling frogs. I'll make sure that I watch it. Thank you for those super chats. I'll get it on this episode. Drone Bear, feed the bear. If bears don't eat, their cubs might be raised by indoor cats. That's true. That is absolutely true. So thank you. They have tampons in the men's bathroom at YouTube's headquarters because some men menstruate, yet they ban Alex Jones online for peddling lies. Hashtag irony. Hilarious. Because some men menstruate out of their penises. No, that's called a vicious STD, or that's blood from when you try to chop your own dick off. Alex told us the Iraq war was illegal 10 years before Tony Blair, and I don't think my Danish government have apologized to the families there that have lost men in Iraq. It's a very good point, Tommy. Peter, Big Bear, could you plug my store, Lucky's Discount Paint? I run the business and sell brand name house paint at a fraction of the retail cost. Discounts for the bears. Yeah, if there's discounts for the bears, Lucky's Discount Paint. Come on, paint yourself. Paint yourself white so you get a piece of that privilege. Come on, bears. I'm going to plug my own thing right now. If you go to hugepianist.com/honey, I just posted a link on my Patreon earlier. They may have sold out. I apologize if that's true. But I put up some more bear steins for sale. We got some more after we got all our furniture because I had packed some. So, and hugepianist.com/tour. If you want to come see me in Houston and the great Eric Nimmer, Houston or West Palm or Atlanta, tickets are going, especially Atlanta. If you want to go to Atlanta, get tickets. West Palm's a big place. We'll probably be selling those for a while. Houston, selling those. Those are moving though. But Atlanta's like, because I've done Atlanta a lot. I did a show there with Vince Vaughn in a giant theater. I've headlined the Punchline there as well as the Improv twice. So I've done 30 shows in Atlanta. So that one's going to move. I haven't done West Palm since I did it with Jimmy Fallon in 2008. So I don't know if they still remember me there. All right, let's talk. So what's this? So they're trying to monkey with my YouTube, but that's why Super Chats and Patreon and buying stuff is important, because I don't make money on ads. I just have to be monetized to live stream. But Death from Above, Straw Ban Reasoning and Height Privilege, as you can see here. You can't even share this or comment on it anymore. Certain features have been disabled for this video in response to user reports. We have disabled some features such as comments, sharing, and they won't suggest the videos because the video contains content that may be inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. That's lowest common denominator thinking, which is how the left thinks. Great. There's some good World War II, World War I documentaries on Netflix, which is kind of funny. I don't know why they're letting some of their secrets out. But that's how Stalin was. That's how Lenin was. These people, the tallest nail gets hammered down, you know? So you want everything as bland and just like amoral and awful and not thought-provoking as humanly possible, because if one person feels triggered, then they take it all down. That's the way to, because Alex was asking me, he was like, why do you think these leftists, this New York Times, will look at you in the eye and say, you are this, or you were lying about this, when they know it isn't true? And I'm like, it's compliance training. You know, it's how you train dogs. It's how you have cults. You have people admit to things that everyone knows is false. That way it shows that you have power over them. That's what the left is trying to do to people. You say Caitlyn Jenner's Woman of the Year, admit it. David Hogg is right about everything. Admit it. It's just nonsense. And I won't do that. That's why I think a lot of religious people have gotten around this, is because the state is not my God. And I think that goes for a lot of people. Like Gab.com. This is one of the reasons why I'm not super big on a lot of these alternative platforms, is because they're still floating on a leftist base. Like Gab, breaking, Gab's hosting provider, Microsoft Azure, has given us 48 hours to take action on two posts, or they will pull our services and Gab will go down for weeks and months. See what I'm saying? They're going for broke, but I don't think this is a sign of strength. I think this is a sign of weakness. I think they're desperately trying to win the midterm. So get out there and vote, guys. Get out there and vote, because there was this special election in Ohio, and the Democrats almost won in a very Republican area, so we don't want to lose the House. And of course, a ton of Republicans suck. There's a bunch of neocons. I get it. Compare that to socialists, and you have yourself an answer. Just vote for anybody that is not a socialist. I'm telling you, that's when the lights go out. Oh, here's a couple good socialist jokes. What did the socialists use before candles? What did the socialists use to light their house before candles? Electricity. That's a good socialist joke. Someone gave me that on Instagram. France votes against setting minimum age of sexual consent amid backlash. President Macron. You know, Macron means faggot in Spanish. That's kind of interesting. Macron accused of missing opportunity to protect minors. It's by design, guys. I was told by someone last weekend that of a lot of influence and legitimacy. I don't like to spread names and rumors and whatnot. As much as I do talk about conversations I have, it's always stuff that doesn't matter. You know, I don't actually reveal my sources. But someone was telling me that they know, I can't even tell you anything about this conversation because I don't want to reveal anything. But let's just say world leaders fuck kids. I'll just tell you that. And it's verified. So it's not that he missed the opportunity to protect children. It's by design. And Islamists and leftists have one thing in common. Child brides. Big fan. So if you're a 9-year-old in France, it's a horror show what's happening. But if you're a Muslim dude or a leftist pedophile, it's awesome. So it's all half glass half full or half empty, depending on how you see it. And in America, the test, of course, is how you feel about trans children. Can you sexualize a child that's 5? Yes or no? If the answer is no, you're not allowed to hang at the cocktail parties. Yeah, this is the Obi-Wan syndrome. InfoWars, 3 overall on top charts. I believe they're now 1. If you strike down Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know my great-grandfather's name was Ben Kenobi? Swear to God. And my initials are OB. It's kind of funny. And there's one of me. Or is there 2 of me? But America is tough to conquer, man. America's like Afghanistan. It's bigger than you think. And empires don't take us because of our spirit. If you take out InfoWars, all it does is make them more popular. All it does is make their line to the listener more direct. All it does is inspire people like me to want to go talk to Alex Jones. It doesn't work. It only works if you're in a climate where you have no alpha males. Europe. There are still some alpha males, but 60 million of them were killed in World War I and World War II. And then the Napoleonic Wars also took out a lot of their protector genes, their genetics. You know, the French were once monsters. Now they're all wearing capri pants just trying to fuck a kid. A lot of that is genetic. And America is riddled with good genetics. Wherever you come from, you come here for freedom. You come here. Your ancestors came here for a better life. You know, 1/3 of immigrants in the 20th century went back to wherever they came from because they couldn't cut it. And so we were almost like the all-star team of psychos. And so that's why they're trying to import a bunch of shitty people to vote for leftists, a bunch of cowards. But we got to keep breeding. Got to keep breeding. I'm in a pretty good mood today. Oh, there we go. Metal Bear Steins, $25, hugepianist.com/honey. They may have sold out. I do not know. That's all Amy stuff. I don't know how PayPal really works. But I'm glad it's out there. This is the tour. It's the Aberica tour. Aberica, the beautiful. Together we stand. Together we maul. Houston, Atlanta, West Palm Beach. Get tickets now at hugepianist.com/tour. Oh, and I numbered all my episodes on YouTube. Several of my listeners have some sort of Asperger syndrome and required it. And I've grown very fond of the Asperger people because they're the ones that pretty much know everything. So I numbered the episodes. This is pretty funny. I did a Facebook post where I said, Facebook, Apple, Google, Spotify, fags. And said, this post goes against our community standards. But I put a period between each one. I don't understand that. I don't know what they think I was trying to say, but F period, A period, G period, S period is nothing more than Facebook, Apple, Google, Spotify. Are you trying to imply that I was mocking you guys somehow with the word fags? I could have called you scaff or gaffs because it has been a bit of a gaff. But I think fags is just, it rolls off the tongue better. But if you also add Instagram and Twitter, it's faggots. Faggots. Facebook, Apple, Google, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. Quick way to remember those companies is faggots. And it's not hate speech simply to make an acronym. Faggots. Austin is changing the name of its city because, of course, I believe his name was Samuel Austin. I don't know, it was racist or some shit. So I think the best move is to name it after an African nation and call it Nigger, which it's pronounced Niger to some people, but N-I-G-E-R, like Niggerville. Because you don't want to name it after a racist. You want to name it after an African nation. And the great, I mean, what is a greater nation in this world than Nigger? N-I-G-E-R. Some people have the soft G. Some people are the hard G. Where I come from, the country is Nigger. It's near the Sudan. It's near Central Africa. It's near the Ivory Coast. The great nation. It's near Chad, which is named after a douchebag that once tried to bang your mom. There's Chad. There's Nigger. There's Sierra Leone, which is, of course, named after a wonderful lion named Sarah. Let's see what we got next. This is insane. Me and Crowder are doing a bunch of sketches just based on this thing. It's called Frontlines. Frontlines Journalists. Damn it, soldier, you get out there and you retweet that blog. It says, we thank soldiers for their service because they devote themselves to protecting our freedoms, and we should. But we should also thank the media for the same reason, especially when the stakes have never been higher. CNN is now comparing themselves to soldiers. It's like Jim Acosta had his feelings hurt out there at a place he wasn't invited. I mean, what kind of a world do we live in, son, where we can't lie indiscriminately for decades and not be celebrated at a rally populated exclusively by people who support our enemies? I mean, what kind of world is it when Jim Acosta can't just rape your wife? CNN. The stakes have never been lower. The stakes have never been lower. All the CNN journalists, they're never in danger. My wife's grandfather, my grandfather-in-law, Jack, who's an awesome dude, he went over and took pictures with Ross Perot in Vietnam in the 60s and 70s. You know, he was a newsman. But he's a conservative. And those were real stakes. You know, you see explosions, you're in a hotel that's been blown out, you're with Ross Perot just crushing. Nowadays, the stakes are nothing. It's like Jim Acosta. The stakes have never been higher. When he walked into a Starbucks, they were out of pumpkin bread. But his quick thinking, he got a banana bread. And no one chanted that he sucked so he could live another day. This is an image of my boy playing piano. And I was thinking about this as I took this picture, that if you had told me what my life would have become 10 years ago, I would not have believed how good it would be. You know, my beautiful wife loves me. We laugh together. We love hanging out. That's just right there alone is insane. I have a 2.5-year-old boy who's the sweetest kid ever, and he's naturally drawn to the piano. I have another healthy 3-week-old that I don't know much about, but so far so good. You know, I have a thriving career. I have the best fans and collaborators you can imagine. I have a beautiful and safe environment for my family, a great house. My parents are still alive. My brother's doing great. You know, everything about it is not believable how good things have turned out, but I'm not. You don't become happy. Like, I have moments of happiness, but happiness should never be the goal. I was really, really doing some soul searching. Was I happier 10 years ago? And the answer was probably yes. And that's why happiness is not very valuable, because 10 years ago, I also was in a pretty dark place. You know, I was childish. I was more prone to violence. I was selfish. I was a bit of a glutton. I didn't have much focus. I wasn't really loved, nor did I love in the way that I do now. There's no one I would have died for. There's no one I was living for, including myself. But I was probably happier most days. And it dawned on me that happiness is not a good sign that you're doing well. Happiness is almost like, if you're happy all the time, you're not trying hard enough. Happiness is a byproduct of a life of purpose and virtue and all that stuff. Happiness is just one of many byproducts. I have a lot more focus. I have more fear now. The fear of losing people that I love is a lot more scary than the fear of losing my own life. I have more, I know more awful shit about the world because I've had to research it because I want to prepare my sons for the world they're entering. I'm now more connected to religion, which isn't always easy, you know, to actually monitor yourself and know that there's things that you can't get away with the shit you thought you could get away with. I'm not just this happy-go-lucky, loved by everyone in Hollywood, drunk comedian, you know? It's just, I have to think more about my diet. I have to think more about how many days a week I can crack a spritzer. Not a lot, you know? And so if you just think of raw happiness is not a sign that you're doing well. It isn't. You'll feel happiness when you have purpose and when you work hard, but if you're too happy, ask yourself, am I kind of a piece of shit? Antifa never shows their face because they are super gross looking. I made this little meme. I haven't put it anywhere yet, though. I've been posting way too much on Instagram, but fuck it. I'm going out with flames. It seems like everybody on YouTube that comes at me, that are like, you're a piece of shit. Just watching you degenerate into a drunk. It's like, I look, my face is noticeably healthier and I clearly am not a drunk than I was a year ago. But defending that alone gives it credit. But it's always faceless people. And then you go to their page because I block a lot of these people. Not because I'm scared of the truth, bro. It's because a lot of these people are the ones that overflag you and then get your shit taken down. But they're such psychopaths that they can't help every now and then writing on your page like, you're going to die. So I block them, not because I'm incapable of hearing like psychotic, schizophrenic-esque, meth-induced criticisms. It's because I know those are the guys that are trying to flag me. And the longer I can survive in social media, the more my message gets out, the more I can make a living in an easier way. I'll be fine either way, but that's why I block people. And it's not people that have disagreements with me. It's not people that give me criticisms. It's not people that are like, hey, you didn't, you know. Like, for example, when I said that it might be ethically okay to start killing Antifa members, I had some really good debates with people where I could have been wrong. You know, people were saying that that's a leftist mentality, that there has to be due process. And I think that I should explain myself better. The membership of a group does not mean you should hurt someone. Of course not. Sometimes I think that I have a level of knowledge with you, the listener and the watcher, than I don't always have. A level of intimacy, that you know me more than sometimes you do. The thought of that is insane to me. Like, I would never think that. I would never think that being a part of a group would make you a marked for death. My point I was trying to make, and it is a debatable topic, but if you're a member of a group that is clearly a domestic terrorist organization, Antifa is, and you are in the streets wearing a mask and you are actively trying to prevent other people's speech, and you are in possession of weapons, as my close friend Steven Crowder showed in an Antifa undercover video, they have sawed-off shotguns and knives and shanks and all this stuff. Like, they were handing this stuff out. And I witnessed at Night for Freedom with Cernovich and Molyneux and Gavin and all those guys. I did a set there, and we had a great time. But right out front, there was a bunch of Antifa people. And they strangled just a normal guy almost to death, like right in front of me. And when you see these things, you know that they're out for your blood. They want to hurt you. And so if you're in a situation where you see Antifa, there is no due process in war. And once you realize that you're not protected and that the cops have been told to stand down and they're in possession of weapons and they're actively trying to stop your ability to be free, at that point, can you kill them? That's the question. I think yes, but I understand the pushback on that. I don't think people always understand the severity of warfare rules, where if you're in a situation where you see someone choked to death, almost to death, the guy survived, but, and you see these vicious attacks on women and, you know, just anyone that they disagree with, and they're wearing masks. That's a big one. Masks is a big red flag. At that point, what is your ability to protect yourself? You know, because with lethal force, you can't wait for someone to attack you. If someone's holding a sawed-off shotgun and they're in the street, can you kill them? Is my question. If they're wearing a mask, they're a member of a domestic terrorist group, yada, yada. That's a debate. It's kind of like the pedophile free speech debate I had with Jordan Peterson, or discussion. It's some gray area shit, because you don't want to label someone for death, obviously. But at the same time, do you wait to be shot by the shotgun? These are questions that I want to know what you think. So comment what you think about that. All right. Here's just a great wholesome joke. This farmer isn't just good at his job. He's outstanding in his field. And it's a dude standing in a field. I'm a big fan of puns. And my favorite part of puns is when you say a pun and you just let it sit there and people don't laugh. Eventually they'll laugh. Outstanding in his field. Deal with that. Deal with that joke. I got a lot of shit for posting this one. It's a picture of a woman crying, and it says, "When you fuck a black guy because you thought they all had big dicks, but it was small, and now your purse is missing." That's hilarious. And people are like, "Yeah, all you are is a racist now." It's like, all you are is a sheep. That's not racism. Define racism. That's not racism, guys. Not racism. And I'm pretty sure anyone who calls that racist has some pretty solid stereotypes about white people that they have no problem making jokes about. Which is fine. You know, they have this whole non-offending pedophile thing. The pedophile stuff is getting insane, by the way. Minor attracted persons, you know, non-offending pedophile. What's a non-offending racist? I don't know. Everyone? Think about, let's say I am a racist. Let's say that I do have, that I in my mind, I'm like, black people are annoying. White people are the best. Whites are the best. Jews drool. And I fucking rule, right? Let's say that that's real. What, who does that possibly affect? Like, how do you, a non-offending racist would be anyone. Because to offend, you commit a crime. Like, let's say you beat up a black guy because you hate black people. That's already a crime. Beating someone up's a crime. Lynching someone is already murder. You're going to the electric chair for that shit. Not hiring based on skin tone already happens all the time legally, but it's only against white people. So what exactly is it? And this, of course, is a just a mental thought experiment. This is what Einstein would do about the speed of light, where if you're next to a lightning bolt, what does it look like? What does the world look like? You know, this is a thought experiment about what would the world, according to a racist, look like. Because people are saying it's okay now to be attracted to children as long as you don't touch the children. That's disgusting. It's insane. So I am proposing that being a racist without doing anything racist, because all of that already is illegal, is nothing. It's a ghost. It's a prejudice that doesn't even serve the person who has it. Because if you are prejudicial against black people, you don't read Thomas Sowell. You don't listen to Larry Elder. You miss out on some of the greatest minds in America. So it already has its own Achilles heel attached to it. Now, if someone's attracted to children, the odds that they will hurt a child are almost 100%. So, you know, back in the day, pedophiles would just get taken out. You know, they would just get buried in the field. And now they're trying to get rid of any child with any abnormality, you know, that Iceland and Norway and all these places are being praised because they keep aborting any child that has a chance of Down syndrome or any of that shit, which is crazy. Imagine a world where you could tell if an unborn baby had a predisposition towards pedophilia. I still wouldn't abort that baby. No chance. You don't get to play God, right? Now, that's so much worse than Down syndrome. Like, it's not even fucking close. But yet somehow that's okay. But if someone is a proud pedophile who hurts a child, I think the rule should be you kill them. No question. Because that ruins, if a grown human being has sex with a child, that child is now going to have to deal with that the rest of their life. And it's a way of taking innocence from a child. Like, you see a child laugh, it gives you hope for the world. Now monsters want to take that from children. A lot of world leaders, confirmed. I promise you this is true. I hate to laugh, but it's so dark, right? So they want to take the innocence of the child. What is worse in the world? What is worse? That's way worse than murder, in my opinion. If someone shoots someone in a bank robbery, that person deserves the full punishment of law. But is that person as evil as someone who has sex with a four-year-old? No, not in my opinion. You know, that person's a nihilistic animal. But the person who has sex with a four-year-old is Satan. So kill that person. There's no question in my mind that that deserves death. I'm not advocating for that if it's not the law, because you can't have mob rules. But at the same time, I think we should really revisit these laws. All right, what else we got here? Like, look at that. That's happiness right there. Me and the boys in a hammock having a nap. This is a funny little meme someone sent me. I would do anything for you. Move to California with me. And then you have the dude kicking the woman off the cliff. That's very true. California is the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful states in the country. It has mountains. It has deserts. It has forests. It has cities. It has beaches, all kinds of beaches, you know, flat beaches, sandy beaches, cliffs, farmland, giant trees, you know, the redwoods. But it's run so badly that I would rather live in Mordor. If Mordor was free market, you know, with the orcs from Lord of the Rings, if Mordor had less government regulations, I would rather live in Mordor. As long as, like, the Eye of Sauron just didn't look at me that much. Oh, I don't know what that is. All right, let's read some super chats. How many peeps we got? We got 1,133 people watching. That's awesome. Someone take his lunch money, says Eric Nimmer. Oh, no way. Nimmer's advocating theft. Wow, that's a surprise. Hey, Big Bear, can I be re-verified as Mike Bison Bear? Welcome, Mike Bison Bear. Mike Bison Bear. I've never heard anything that formal. It's almost like James Bond. He's like, Bond, James Bond. You're like, Bison Bear, Mike, Bison Bear. Bison Bear sounds odd, like just a bison bear. Can you play White Genocide in South Africa by Toto? Keep hammering. All right, let's take a look at Toto. Hang on a second. Africa, Toto. I don't remember how this goes, but we got to take a look at it. So it goes. I hear the blacks echoing tonight. Being white used to be pretty cool, but now it's super scary. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from my farm. Gonna need a lot more blacks to take me away from my farm. You're going to starve in South Africa. You're gonna take some time to figure out you can't cure AIDS from sex with babies. That's a true story, by the way. Wild people cry out in the night. saying boars should all die. Did you know that Gandhi used to kill people there too? Dun, 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 dun. Gonna take a lot to take me away from my farm. Toto is incredible. Hold the line is the dream. Elaborate on the baby AIDS, please. Oh, the retards in South Africa, the highest AIDS rate in all of Africa. So anytime Trevor Noah has an issue with America, he can go right ahead and head back to his filth that he comes from. Anyway, there's so much AIDS in South Africa, and they believe that if you have sex with a virgin, it gets rid of your AIDS. So, one of the highest rising crimes in South Africa is gang rape of white babies. Uh-oh. Literally. White baby gang rape. That's happening in South Africa because these fucking retards think that that's how you cure AIDS. Oh, God. Jesus is right, bud. Oh, yeah. This is real. It's like because they they need to know something is a virgin in order to cure the AIDS. And, you know, 8-year-olds are already fucking, they're already been fucked a million times to get rid of AIDS. So they go after babies. And who's a better baby than a white farmer's baby to gang rape? This happens all the fucking time there. So when Trevor Noah's like, you know, I got pulled over once in New York because I'm black. It's like, go back to baby rape AIDSville, you fucking ungrateful piece of shit. No, but that's really problematic. I mean, the whites in America. Baby gang rape AIDS. Baby gang rape AIDS. All right. Since Shapiro is running for POTUS and being disingenuous, try using needtoknow.news as an outlet for information. It's G. Edward Griffin's site. Yeah, I'm also just trying to listen to more music lately. I'm just kind of tapping out. Like, shit's getting so just stupid. It's like, I know, but Shapiro's still cool. I just know that he is setting himself up to run for something. And God bless him. I mean, if he just... I agree with 95% of his shit, so that's a lot better than Maxine fucking Waters. So if he wins, that would be a big win. I just don't like listening to people that aren't being completely honest. And you can't be a politician in America and be honest. That's why I will never run for anything. People write to me a lot. They're like, Big Bear, you know, America needs you, man. Run, run. Why don't you run, Bear? Nope. I don't do ads and I don't run for office because then I would have to give up everything that makes this good. Because I'd have to be, it all just starts small. It starts small, you know, just all starts small. It's like, well, I don't want to mess with the, of course, the moron vote. The moron vote is a major vote. You know, if the average IQ is 100, that means half the country is under 100. So you're going to want that vote and they're fucking retarded. So why don't you go ahead and hit yourself in the head with a hammer before giving the speech? Assume that they can't understand market economics and how a rising tide raises all boats. Just assume that half the crowd can't possibly understand that. And then go from there. We got your back, Big Bear. Spread this, by the way. Hit the like button. Share it on your social meds. Get tickets to my tour that I will be going with Eric Nimmer. He puts the black in Black Attack. I got nothing. Hugepianist.com/tour. Hugepianist.com/honey if there's any steins available. I've realized I have to plug my shit. If I'm not going to do ads, I got to sell my own shit or else it's just kind of... Because I don't get fucking any money from YouTube anymore. Every single thing is demonetized immediately. They're like, well, one person talking to a camera is really problematic. Here, would you like some more simulated child rape videos that are sponsored by Midas? True story, Midas. Sick fuckers. Big Bear, your guest spot on InfoWars was great. I effing love that shit. Need more. Two great minds exposing truth. Woo. The funniest part of that comment, by the way, thank you for that super chat, is you said, I effing love that shit. Like you censored fucking, but not shit. You're like, I effing love that shit. It's amazing. I love that shit. I effing love that shit. Hey, Big Bear, can I be verified as Motorhead Bear? Welcome, Motorhead Bear. Tour names, barely legal, barely able, barely funny, etc. Maybe just unbearable. Keep up the good work. Well, I like a Berica. Someone just made me that meme. I don't even know who did it. That's how it works sometimes. Let me show it to you again. Hang on a second. Look at this. I don't know who made this. But I get these all the time from people, and I just save them on my phone, and I don't know where they come from. But some legend made a Berica, United We Stand, Together We Maul. So I just named the tour that because it was just a cool meme. I was just going through my phone just looking at memes. People were like, oh, you stole it. It's like, I promise you, whoever sent me that is pumped. It's not about stealing. It's about spreading. That's how they try and fuck you over. You know, like yesterday, we get cut off because we're really appreciating a great Christopher Walken scene that spreads the word about a movie, True Romance, great movie. But they're like, no, we're taking down your stream now. We don't want people to know that people can just enjoy shit. It's one thing if I stole someone's joke. I would never do that, obviously, because that's like someone's livelihood. Or if I stole some, you know, there's a lot of things that you can steal, like a thought. But not just, if someone makes me a meme, usually they're just pumped I show it because they're artists. All right. Changing my rap name, Chief Queef. Thoughts? I like Chief Queef. I'm a chief. Here comes motherfucking Chief Queef. Yeah, you thought you knew queefs. You thought you knew queefs. The motherfucking leader of the queef. A sketch I'm trying to write for me and Crowder is Marky Mark being like, feel the vibrations. Like, come on, come on. And I played that like, do you remember that sketch I did with Crowder with Eminem where I was his like Jewish manager? Where I'm like, yeah, people are good. Trump. It's like, yeah, Trump's a piece of shit. Yeah, it's good. Except I'm going to do that for Marky Mark, except I'm like, forget about his hate crime. Yeah. Like the whole thing is to forget that he almost blinded an Asian guy. Can you do Mozart on cocaine? Yeah, yeah. Whoa, this shit, I can't even feel my fucking face. I'm telling you, man, we can just sell roses. Just sell roses to people. We can make so much fucking money if we just sell roses. When am I coming out with a new special? I mean, if the America tour is packed enough, I can shoot another special anytime, man. I mean, we write all day, every day. Maybe I'll tape one in Australia. Under Bear? Down Under Bear? I don't even know if that makes sense. It's my lady friend's birthday. Can you give her a big old happy birthday? Her name's Annie. Yeah. Happy birthday, Annie. I know nothing about you, so every word after this is not gonna be about you. It's gonna be about the white genocide in South Africa. And of course there's AIDS. No, happy birthday, Annie. Man, I'm in a good mood today. Annie, are you okay? Oh, that's a good idea. Annie, are you, Annie, it's your birthday. Are you okay? It's your birthday, Annie. Did you know about the genocide happening in South Africa to white farmers, Annie? Annie, it's your birthday. It's the day of your birthday, Annie. Happy birthday, Annie. There's a genocide happening in South Africa, Annie. Happy birthday, Annie. Good one, Benjamin Bear. You're a good man. Evan. How do two Jewish snails greet each other? Shalom. That's great. Also, can I be verified as no butts, no cuts, no coconuts bear? Yes, that's going to be tough to tweet, but welcome, no butts, no cuts, no coconut bear. All right. Someone just said, you have me laughing at genocide. There it is. That's hysterical. All right. What do we got here? Thanks, Owen. Could I please be verified as Forget a Bear? Welcome, Forget a Bear. Oh, shit, I already forgot your name. Also, I have a sketch idea for a progressive home makeover show. Spoiler, it ends in demolition in public housing. That's hysterical. That sounds big budgety though, but I like that. Big Bear just ordered socialism, A-E-I-S-A-G shirt for son, school clothes. Socialism always ends in starvation, genocide. Beautiful. If you guys want some of that stuff, go to unbearablestore.com. My boy Brandon runs that. Does a great job. He's trying to pay me too, and I keep forgetting to give him a W-9. I'm like such a conceptual person that I'm just like, yeah, money, it's great, send it. He's like, no, but the government needs a, you got to send me a W-9. I'm like, yes, that's a letter and a number. I'm familiar with that. Great. Crushing. So, but it's a great place to get stuff. All right. He's starting his junior year in high school in a couple of weeks, spreading truth and for Hubs, Rage Quit Bear, and me. Much love to y'all. Thank you, Barry Texan. Very nice of you. Hey, Big Bear, just join. Nurses and midwives in Australia have a code of conduct where they now have to apologize to minorities for being white and having privilege. Saw this on Red Elephant's channel and checked. It's real. Oh, it's all real. This is all real. It's all real. But that's all right. It's all right. We'll win. We just have to stay fucking vigilant. You give the LGBTQAI an inch, they take 7 more. Talking about a penis. I think that is actually the reason for IQ differences. It's not genetic, but it is generational trauma. And Africa is based on tribal trauma. I don't know why, what caused it, how to fix it, anything about it, because I'm not a scientist. It's just about admitting what's reality. And it's just real. It's a real thing. Maybe go over the lyrics for us. My Ebonics is lagging. Kanye West, Ye versus the People lyrics. That sounds intense. I'm in a little too good of a mood right now to just be having to go over a guy named Ye. Bearism 3 censoring of patriots will make the mass of followers become incredibly innovative in receiving content. PSA, intelligent people swear more. Interesting community, Bear. Very interesting. We have a very innovative audience. It's extremely impressive. Like Coddington Bear's Bear Cave is awesome. We got to figure out how to get people to the Bear Cave. We got to make it into an app too, by the way. Did you check out Norm and Johnny Two Feathers? I have not. Sorry, Melissa. That picture of my son yesterday that I sent you, he put down the trash can after and choke slammed the TV. Fucking intense baby. That's hilarious. People send me stuff on Instagram a lot. Good times. Play Turkish March, but really embellish it. I don't know Turkish March. I thought I did. Is Ronda Alatorka Turkish March? Or is that Hungarian March? And make my sword, CalvinSword.com. Damn it. Or darn it. Sketch idea I emailed you. After being forced out of his own company for saying nigger, Papa John creates new pizza chain to compete with Papa John's called Uncle Tom's. They only serve white pizza. Hilarious. Love it, Fozzie Bear. Uncle Tom's, Papa John's. Papa John, of course he had his Uncle Tom. I'm writing a movie, and one of the scenes is for Nimmer. Spoiler alert, but it's so far in the future that I don't know what's happening with it. But his name's Tom, and he keeps trying to convince his sister not to have children. And you never know why. It's because he doesn't want to be called Uncle Tom. It's just one of the ongoing jokes. Calling it man-spreading is wrong. If you're a real man, your knees won't ever touch. Call it practical size adjustment. That's a great point, Pinder. Man-spreading is what you do if your cock is any bit... Man-spreading is a concept used to shame men because they have testicles and balls. It's kind of genius. I'm getting so high on coffee right now, by the way. How funny is it that Ben Shapiro, when he drinks coffee, he acts all coked up because he has no tolerance to caffeine? He's all jacked up on coffee. It's like he's high on coffee. He's like, I'm so fucking high on coffee right now. Birch Gold is crushing my face. Coffee equals spritzer. No, when I drink alcohol, I don't get so jumpy. Do you know 1812 Overture? I do not. If your junk isn't inverted, you're manspreading. Oh yeah, it's ball shaming. Manspreading is ball shaming. Guys want to hear. Let me check the PayPals. I got AIDS down in Africa. I got the AIDS. I got the AIDS. I got the AIDS down in Africa. I got the AIDS. Check the paypal.me/feedthebear. You guys want to send me a little love note that I'll read right now? It's loading. Mike. Jesse. Owen, you're my favorite voice and mind to listen to while living the dream, wrenching on bikes at my shop. Nice. Oh, is anyone stealing those bikes? That nigga stole my bike! By the way, if you're ever in Vista, California, come into 211 Bikes, and I got a bike for your huge ass. I'll just be chilling, sipping out of your bitchin' Steiner in the meantime. That's awesome, dude. I'll take you up on that, man, because I go to California enough where I bitch about it constantly. I'll definitely come in at 211 in, where is it, Vista, he said? Vista, California, 211 Bikes. If any bears are there and need a bike, go support bears. I always support other bears. That's the secret of the Jews, guys. That's why you shouldn't hate the Jews. You should only learn from the Jews. In-group preferencing works. Help out other bears. That way bears gain wealth. And then we keep out other non-bears. And then we become kind of dicks about it. And wear funny hats. It's a great move. You can't hate on a nigga, you know? You can't, you can't hate the play. You gotta hate the game. I found the perfect drone for you, Big Bear and fellow bears. Really have a look. Oh, I can't get this link. Looking forward to today's stream. Have a good day, brother. Thank you. That was from Drone Excursion. Well, if it's your drone, I'll play it for the bears. I like promoting other bears. Let me try and copy this. It's not going to work. How do I just Google this? I don't even know. I wish I could find it. Drone excursion. I wouldn't mind a drone. I would love a drone. All right, let me try this one more time. Copy. I'm going to try a little pasty. I'm going to try a little copy pasty. This probably won't work. And I also don't usually trust links. I wish I could show this to people. It's a website. It's a website. DJ, I believe that's an I or an L, technology. Bunch of drones. I want a fucking drone. Phantom drone. I just want to lace it up with a bunch of weapons. All right, let's check out some more stuff. Hey, Big Bear, you were asking about raising your kids with Christ, and something my father did for me was read me bedtime stories from my book of Bible stories. I plan to read it to my children as well. Here's a link if you want to check it out. Let me copy this now that I know I can. Yeah, because I have Walter praying before bed. It's helping him with fear as well. Pretty cool. It's an older book, so it's substantially less dumbed down compared to today's literature for children. I know today it's literally just nonsense. There's this book. Let me finish this first. Hang on. Congrats on the new baby. Psalm 127:4, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, are children born in one's youth. Hang on. I always have to read verses like 8 times before I understand it. It's written in ways that I'm not always good at. I've been reading Matthew lately. Matthew has a lot of great, great stuff in it. All right, hang on. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Trying to say I'm not young anymore, bro. Good luck and God bless, Ghost Bear. Yes. Well, why? Because I didn't have my children in my youth. They're not arrows. I see how what wicked game we're playing. Thumpy Bear, I find it interesting that Ben Shapiro gives his informed thoughts, bitches, and makes hard sells all day, yet never takes the time to do any super chats. Contemplate life, talk hardcore history, listen to music. Show intimate moments with family. In fact, no one in the intellectual dark web or any famous comedian does that except Ovin Benjamin. Name one. What Owen is doing is unheard of since the days of MySpace. Big Bear was always an early adopter and trendsetter of new technology, but he is in danger now, as we saw with Alex Jones this week. If the fag, Facebook, Apple, Google, decide they don't like him, they will get together and with a nod, they will steal his bike. That fag stole my bike! Facebook! Apple! Google! That faggot took my bike! Instagram and Twitter all... Sorry, I just find that funny. Just know, so for any new bears or folks who feel Owen is ignoring them by not responding to messages, let me get real with you for just a second. I used to work in the film industry for 15 years. I've met presidents and spent time with global icons like Arnold Schwarzenegger and icon actors and directors. If you had any idea what it was like to have thousands of strangers coming at you every week, you wouldn't bother messaging them, let alone take it personally if they don't respond. So ease up on the bear and don't overthink him. Owen obviously isn't a blockbuster movie star or a president, but he has a legit Hollywood career. He easily passed the 10,000 true fans mark, and he chose to walk away from 10 times the money and fame that was there for him to take. I don't know if you're trying to give me a pep talk right now, reminding me what I walked away from. No, I'm just kidding. Owen could have been as big a name as Rogan if he wanted to, but by not bending the knee, he truly is working for the people. For anyone, man, are you my? You're like my lawyer now. For you're my PR guy. For anyone of Owen's level of influence to take the time to talk to 95% of people who write in is remarkable. Rogan talks to no one who isn't on his show. Shapiro talks to no one. Carolla, Diaz, Smith, name one. Owen talks to thousands of fans in front of thousands of people. Just be happy, enjoy the ride, and don't take anything personally. Thank you, man. Like, that's so nice of you to say that I almost don't know what to say. I will say Dennis Prager talks to a lot of people. So does Stefan Molyneux, will talk intensely to like three people a week. But yeah, it's intense. But you're always going to get people that always want more. It's almost human nature, where it's the more disease, you know? It's more. You know, I do that bit about even my one-year-old, when Walter was one, he became the best trainer I could have, because he'd just go, more. And I'd be like, you want me to run farther? Like, I'd be cross-country skiing, more. And I'm like, dehydrated, more. And then he learned no, and I haven't done shit since. Bunny, my hub, me and dog were in the car. He barked his tail off. I blasted feed the bear. He shut up. Swear to God, he has heard every day. Bear dog whisperer. That's awesome. That is Turkish March. I'm making your sword. All right. Those fags stole my mic. Hilarious, Mark. All right, I'll play you Turkish March. Angle, man. Hang on, I'll get it. It's just the keyboard's a little high. Shit, hang on. Shit. I can't remember that part. It goes. It's remarkably hard to play certain classical songs on an elevated keyboard. Not making excuses, but it just is. Shit! I can't do it on this keyboard. That sounds like an excuse. It's not. It's about the hammer ability. It's too, like, delicate. Thank you. That was terrible. That's all right. On piano, it's probably still terrible, but not that. This is embarrassing. That's it. I mean, this is insane. I can't believe this is on camera. That's all right. On a piano, that's fine. On a keyboard, it's fucking impossible. I mean, it's insane. It's like trying to swim with a fucking weight vest on. Same with this song. Do fast shit on a keyboard sometimes. Homeschooling your kids. Damn right I am. Jack, my long-term girlfriend broke up with me out of the blue recently. It's hard. Watching your live streams helps. So thank you. Can I be verified as Sax Bear? I play sax. Awesome. Also, know any list? Not on a keyboard, I don't know any fucking list. Sorry to hear that about your girl, though. What song should I play about you and your... My long-term girlfriend broke up with me out of the blue recently. She breaks up with you out of the blue. It means that she can go fuck herself, cause she's not for good anyway. Well, I'll play it. Here's a song called Every Relationship from a Man's Point of View. Why are you mad? What did I do? Why won't you talk to me? We just woke up. I can't think of anything I could have done. Did you have another bad dream about me? You had a dream I cheated on you, and now you're mad in real life. Well, guess what? I had a dream I was getting raped by a clown. I'm not mad at clowns, cause I know it was just a dream. If you stay mad, that means you're crazy. Here's a fight between a man and a woman with their appropriate soundtracks. Hey baby, how was your day? How was my day? Well, the fact you just asked me that means you didn't check my Facebook account or my Instagram or any of my social media. So I guess my day just got a whole lot worse. Oh, sorry baby, I didn't have Wi-Fi and I'm out of data. And I'm also banned from Twitter. So, man, you're so hot. You're so hot, baby, look at you. I want to have sex with you so bad, you suck. I just set out a bad day, and you just want to have sex with me? You think that's going to help me? You think you can just help me with just having sex with me? Why don't you ask me what's wrong? Yeah, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to have sex with you. What's going on? Talk to me. Oh, you don't want to fuck me anymore? What's wrong with me? You think I'm fat? You just think I'm just like some blob? No. I'll fuck you right now. I only said that because you seemed angry. Oh, so you lied. You lied to me. And I believed you. What else have you lied about? Tell me, what else have you lied about? That's the problem with lies, is now I don't know what is true and what is not true. What else have you lied about? Just tell me what to say and I'll say it. What's the right answer? You're nuts. All right, I'm gonna get out of here soon. Play Nigga Stole My Girl. That nigga stole my girl. That nigga stole my girl. All right, sweet. So hugepianist.com/tour. Get tickets to Houston, or West Palm or Atlanta for September. I think the Steins might be gone. So if they're not, though, hugepianist.com/honey if you want to get a little honey pot for yourself. And I'm gonna have a shorter one today. Today's only an hour 10 because I feel like I kept it pretty concise. We got a nice little pod. Also, I'm about to start uploading a bunch of the audios to, I know I've been a little lax about that lately, but I will get all the audio up to Why Didn't They Laugh podcast or Stitcher or Podbean or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Why Didn't They Laugh is just the audio version of this. And I know a lot of you guys listen to that. So I will do that. And tell your friends that live in Houston, Atlanta, or West Palm to come to the show. Tweet at them, Facebook at them. Because, you know, if not, the gays win. All right, much love to you guys. Hit the like button, share this baby, comment, hit the alert key, subscribe, and I will see you guys soon. Be good to each other. Stay hydrated. I have no other words of wisdom except for if you're happy all the time, you're either retarded or you're not trying hard enough. Much love. Much love.